This show contains descriptions of violence, death, elements of horror, and other dark themes. We take the safety of our listeners very seriously, and we will include a link with timestamps for any potentially triggering events in the episode description. Case 2, Episode 4, Milk and Wine.
Hello. You have one new voice message. Would you like to hear new voice messages? First new voice message.
It's Rockford. I made arrangements to meet with Dahlia, and I'm heading to her apartment now. Apparently Lex let her know that I might be contacting her and why, so I didn't need to explain everything. She had thought that Natalie just ghosted her and didn't know about the attack. I really hope that after all this is over, those two are able to pick back up where they left off. Meeting folks you're compatible with is hard enough without adding a serial killer to the mix. In any case, I briefed her on what I've found out since I spoke with Lex. She knows what Peter and his car look like, and to keep an eye out for him until I get there. I recommended that she pack a bag and let us put her up in a hotel outside of town for at least a few days, and she agreed. I'm going to pick her up and take her there, and we can talk about anything else she may remember on the way. Even if she can't tell us anything new about Peter or the attacks, I'll feel much better with her out of harm's way until we can catch him. I did also have a chat with Rosa about the book from the library. She doesn't believe the book itself is an artifact, but apparently the author, Ingrid Frost, has been on her team's radar for a few years now. The team hasn't been able to tie anything to Frost directly, but their name has come up enough times in close proximity to artifact events that it's not likely to be a coincidence. I guess their books have only started popping up within the past 5 years or so, and no one has been able to track Frost or their publisher down. From the sound of it, maybe someday the two of us will cross paths during an investigation. I think this is Natalie's building coming up here. Yeah. She said the door next to the bar here has a small entryway, and then there's a second door leading up to her flat. Hopefully she's packed up and ready to go. The sooner we get her out of the area, the better. Wait a sec. Shit. The inside door is open, and it looks like it was broken open.
Dahlia? It's Eric Rockford.
I don't like this at all. I'm going in.
Hello? Dahlia, are you here?
Damn it. I'm not getting a response, and her door at the top of the stairs has been forced open too. Holy shit. This place is completely trashed, but not in a way that indicates a struggle took place. It looks more like someone got angry and just lost it. The door leads into the kitchen, and it looks like someone ripped open the cabinets and just tried to break everything they could find. Everything is smashed to hell, the fridge has been pulled over, and there's milk and wine spilled all over the floor. It's the same thing in the living room. Something's been thrown through the TV, most of the furniture's flipped over, all the picture frames have been torn off the wall. I'm heading toward where I think the bedroom is. There are holes punched in the drywall in the hall here. There's blood in the holes. If that's Peter's blood, then we can actually tie him to a crime scene if the police catch him before we do. Wait a minute. There's something weird about these holes. I'm not a forensic expert, but it looks like whoever did it punched through the wall while they were walking from the back of the hallway, not coming into it from the front where the door was broken down. The bathroom and the bedroom don't seem to have been touched at all, but the back door is ajar. I'm heading down. The hallway leads down behind the bar that's downstairs. There's a door into the kitchen and a heavier door that looks like it goes down into the basement. Looks like our friend Peter tried his best to break this one down but couldn't get through. It's battered. There's more blood on it. It's still locked. Dahlia? Are you down there?
Agent Rockford? Is that you? Please tell me he's gone.
It's me, yes. And I think he's gone. Are you okay?
I'm okay, yeah. Hold on.
Oh, God. I don't know how to thank you for warning me about this guy. He rang up through the buzzer not long after you called, said he was a delivery guy. But when I looked out, he had his car parked, and I ran down here and locked myself inside. He must have broken in and realized I'd gone out back and followed me down. Once he figured I'd locked myself in the basement, he tried to break in. He kept throwing himself at the door and shouting at me over and over and over again, but eventually gave up and went back upstairs. I could hear him up there just yelling, tearing the place apart. If you hadn't called, I would have busted him in without even thinking about it.
It's okay. It's okay. He's gone now. We're gonna get you out of here. It looks pretty bad up there, but better he destroy your stuff than hurt you. All of that can be replaced, okay?
Okay. It's okay. I still need to pack a bag. I don't need much, though.
Of course. I'll take care of notifying the police and your super about the break-in while you get packed. I'll lead the way up. You mentioned he kept shouting at you through the door. Do you remember what he was saying?
Yeah, it was mostly him telling me to open the door and that he would kill me, but he kept repeating something weird. He kept saying that I was going to be the one to stay dead. At the time, I was too overwhelmed to process it, but that really sticks out now that everything's over.
Just like the book from the library. All right. I'll go in first to make sure it's all clear. It might be a bit of a shock to see the damage.
Oh, fuck. Oh, he didn't hold back, did he? Shit. I'm gonna get packed. I need to get out of here as soon as I can.
I'll be right out here, okay? Just take what you absolutely need, and we can get you anything else you need once we're out of the city.
Okay, I'll be quick.
All right, Clearfield. Dahlia is getting packed so we can get her out of here. It seems like I was wrong with my theory that this guy would lay low after I almost caught him at the club. He's getting desperate and more violent. He seems to know he doesn't have long before he gets caught, and he's going to go out doing as much damage as he can. I still don't know why his victims to this point have ended up coming back alive and well, but from the writing in the book and what he was shouting at Dahlia, he doesn't want it to stay that way. It's going to be a few hours of driving before I can get to any of the other locations we haven't checked out, but making sure Dahlia is safe is priority number one. We haven't been to Peter or Natalie's houses, or the warehouse where we think Peter has a trap set for us. Let me know where I'm going tonight after I get Dahlia situated in the hotel.
Alright, I think I'm all set to go. Thank you.
Okay, let's get you out of here. It's a long drive, but we'll stop and get you something to eat and anything else you need on the way.
Would you like to save this voice message? Message deleted. There are no new voice messages.
Clearfield is an interactive mystery and horror podcast where the audience decides the direction Agent Rockford goes next. Special thanks to this week's guest, Alice Kyra, who played the role of Dahlia. Alice is a podcaster, game designer, and voice actress who can be found on Twitter at Magical Girl Kyra. You can also hear Fair on Breathing Space, Fading Frontier, which can be found on Twitter at Breathing X Space, and the upcoming actual play, Life Will Change, which can be found on Twitter at LWC_RPG. The poll for this week's episode will be live on our Twitter at Clearfield Pod, starting Wednesday, August 18th, and will run until Saturday, August 21st. Make sure you are following and be on the lookout for posts tagged with hashtag Clearfield Poll so that you're able to cast your vote. Episodes are released every other Monday, and the next episode will air on August 30th. If you enjoy the show, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/clearfieldpod. You can gain access to behind-the-scenes content, a monthly sister podcast, and more, while helping us cover our production costs. The first episode of our Patreon-exclusive podcast, The Artifact Report, is coming soon. You can listen to the trailer on our page now, even if you aren't a patron. Clearfield is created, written, and produced by Quinn and Danielle Lutz. Music, sound design, and the voice of Agent Rockford by Quinn.